Here's a thought about an inner glow. Sometimes that's a phrase that I hear photographers use when they look at someone's work or maybe even their own work. They say the photograph has an inner glow, which of course it physically can't have, because a print in particular is a reflective medium. So it can't have an inner glow because the source of light doesn't come from within the photograph. You might be able to technically accurately use that term with a display on a computer monitor, a tablet, or a phone, or something like that, because the light does radiate out from the photograph. But for prints, which is the medium that most of us probably use for our most serious work, it physically can't have an inner glow. But nonetheless, you can look at an image and say, wow, that's got an inner glow. So what's going on? If it can't physically have an inner glow, where's the sense of inner glow come from? I think it comes from the relationship of the light with all the other tones in the image. There are certain, I guess I want to use the word harmonics, that seem to make the light feel like it's coming from within the paper. And if you get just the right kinds of shadows and just the right kinds of mid-tones, then those bright lit areas can feel like they are glowing, even though we know technically that's impossible. So for me, photography is, to a very large degree, finding those harmonics. That used to be very complicated in the wet darkroom because it was so difficult to get exactly the perfect tone, plus or minus just a percentage or two, in order to hit that harmonic where the inner light seems to glow. In digital photography, it's a little easier, I think, because we have so much more control and finesse of particularly the deep shadows and the mid shadows, which is a lot of where those harmonic tones occur that create the glow in a white that's right next to them. So don't just be satisfied with light and dark, but really look for the finesse, which is just a nudge up or a nudge down to where you get that harmonic relationship between the lights and the darks that really make the light come to life. When you can get it to happen, it is a marvelous experience. It can happen in gel and silver, it can happen in inkjet prints, it can even happen on tablets and phones and computers. So keep searching for that inner glow. It's magnificent when it happens.